do want to honor the Spirit of Christ this morning. We want to take time out to be thankful for this beautiful sunshine we see today. We got so many complaints about everything, and we just don't take time out to thank God for the most important things. The Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter, I read verse 1 and then verse 14 through 22. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus at Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Verse 14 picks up and says, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Martha said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Supporting scripture coming from Romans 10 and 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But Martha says, but I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Based on those verses, we like to speak from the thought of subject, it's all in what you know. It's all in what you know.
Is there anything to anybody in here this morning? God is. Amen. 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 Songwriter said, God is our everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that lets you know anything that you need him to be. God is just that for you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your neighbor may not know what you need God to be to you. But your neighbor don't have to know. All you need to know is that God is your everything. God is your reason of being. God is the reason why you got up this morning. God is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God is. God is. He's my healer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is the best thing. I don't know about you, Brother Dan, but God is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. It's all in what you know. If you know who he is, and what he is to you, then you ought to have a praise on your lips. You ought to have thanksgiving in your heart that the Lord God brought you this far. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God is. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. When you're in your sick bed, nobody but God. When you're all by yourself, nobody but God. You don't know how you're going to make it. Try Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's worthy this morning. Anybody got a praise this morning? You ought to let go and let God have his way while you got a chance. It's time to give God some praise for all that he has done. Ain't nobody do you like Jesus? Holding on to it. Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Yeah! God is! Every now and again, you ought to feel something and let it go. Yeah! Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Don't nobody know like you know what the Lord is doing in your life this morning. Yes, sir, yes, sir. This is one of those do the best you can moments. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank God for his healing this morning. I thank God for deliverance this morning. Yes, sir. He is worthy this morning. He is worthy this morning. Feel God. Feel him, feel him, feel him. Woo! 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 It's good to be here. Praise him, brother. Praise him. Don't let nobody rob you of your praise. You owe God praise this morning. Woo! You didn't get up on your own accord this morning. But that loving God, he reached down and touched you with that finger of love. You got up out of that bed one more time. And those of you that are in here, you had a mind to come to the house of God. And your coming is not in vain because somebody come looking for something this morning. They didn't come looking for a shout. That ought to be in you anyhow. But somebody come looking for an answer. Lord, what can I do to have a better life? Don't you know some of our brothers and sisters are tired? Sometimes we look at them and we frown and we have all of these opinions in our mind, but sometimes they're just tired. Tired of the struggle. Tired of the addiction. Tired of being lied to. Tired of false hope. Because anytime you believe in anything more than God, it's false hope. The Bible says, let nothing separate you from the love of God. Not even our sickness. It shouldn't separate us from God. Even it should draw us even closer. For there are those in here right now that some are going through, some have already gone through, and some don't know what to expect. Because we very well may have to go through. But I say to you this morning, go through. Every now and again, you ought to have, the new saints say a praise break. But every now and again, I begin to think about the old saints. And nothing ever moved me more than, I think I said it a few weeks ago, Sister Birdie used to sing, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. I don't care how stubborn, how firm. I don't care how tired or sick you may feel. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And how many of you know that God is moving some things this morning? You see, we got something to praise him about. Because somebody that was out, somebody that was lost, has been found. Somebody that's struggling in their bodies know that there is healing in the name of Jesus. And God loves us so much this morning. As I began to stand, my first thought in my mind was to say that I got just a little something, and we won't be here very long. But I, as weak as I am a believer in the power of a mighty God. The Lord is good this morning. We're good every day, but right now, we're just talking about right now. And he is just so good. Ooh. Brother Richard said, be careful what you pray for. But you pray for what you want or what you need. What we got to learn is how to stop complaining about our blessings. Your blessings are not going to be in a box wrapped in a bow and everything be just such. Sometimes in your blessed state, you still got to learn how to go through. Just because you're blessed, that don't mean you're exempt from trouble and trials and tribulations. Any witnesses in the house this morning? All of us are blessed in here if we be real, because it is a blessing just to be alive. I thank God for my here being. I thank him for allowing me to be able to feel the coldness in the air. Yeah. We think and we talk about how cold it has been and how cold it's going to be. But if we would think about being thankful, that God put us in a location where we can experience all of the seasons and experience exactly what God intended for us to see and to feel and to know. And in every one of these seasons, they are all for a reason. And as cold as it is, don't you know that it could be worse than this? Think of all of those that are dealing with snow, ice, and extreme cold temperatures, and we sitting around here complaining about it's cold. Anybody in here thank God you got a coat? Because believe you me, there's somebody in a colder state than North Carolina that don't even own a proper coat to cover their body. So you ought to be thankful for that we do have. On this day that God has blessed us, and it is a blessing to be here this morning, let us be mindful of the fact that even in a time such as this, this is when the enemy is on the rampage. Poverty and depression is a part of our everyday existence. And the word teaches us that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. The old saint said, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Anybody in here, is that your story? Soon as you get one thing seemingly worked out, you got something that's already facing you. And sometimes, if you're not careful, it will kill your joy. It will bring your hope down. It will make you begin to wonder, does God really love me? Is God really listening to my prayers? Because I ask God, and I'm trying to do the best that I know how to do, but every time I turn around, it's one thing or another. But that's all right. Because I serve a God that knows everything that's going on in our individual lives as well as collectively. So God knows what you're going through. So why do you act like you're going through it all by yourself? You are not in this thing by yourself. Even if you seem like you're all alone, I thank God that I learned that I'm never all by myself. Because as long as I got Jesus, I got somebody in my midst. I got somebody to remind me that everything will be all right. Anybody ever got that reminder? When you was almost ready to throw your hands up in despair, but God whispered to you in that small, still voice and said, hold on and hold out, because everything is going to work out for your good. I wish that I had the intellect to put into words how good I feel right now. But you know what? I ain't even worried about that. All I need to do is be able to feel it. Yeah. Believe that it's there and know that it's real. I've been waiting 2 years to get my dance back. Thank you, God. I am thankful of all the things that I haven't had to go through. But I appreciate God for teaching me how to go through whatever it is that you go through. Keep your heads up and keep your eyes up and know that I am God. Sometimes healing don't come overnight. Didn't I tell you a long time ago that healing was on the way? So it wasn't quite there, and I'm still not all the way there, but I got just a taste this morning to let me, woo, glory, it's going to be on up in here. The Lord don't bless you for nothing. When you go out and proclaim that God is a healer, you got to know what you're talking about. It's all in what you know. Not what they said. I can talk about verting them all I want to, but verting them been dead and gone a long time. It's our time to do what we can while we can. Sickness and disease have become a way of the world. Every day you look and you find that there are more medical facilities being built. Any drugstore you go into, there's a line of people waiting on medication. Every doctor's office got an overflow. Okay, what kind of doctor you go to? All of them got somebody waiting in line, and sometimes they have them overbooked. Because see, what they know, they ain't going to spend about 10 minutes with you anyhow. You may be there an hour and a half or 2 hours, but you're not going to see that doctor but 5 or 10 minutes. That's right, Pastor. And you going to trust him? I thank God that I'm in the hand of a doctor that watches me 365 days a year. They come up with all the medical technology that they want to. They can do all the operations and say they won't even leave a scar. But you know what? I thank God for healing the old-fashioned way. Going to the altar and leaving it there and trusting the power of God. But now don't get me wrong. Don't ever allow somebody else's testimony to keep you from going to the doctor, to keep you from listening to what the doctor says, or to keep you from taking certain medications. See, sometimes we pull a little bit out, and we bank on that little bit, and this here's what we're going to run with. Don't you go running up out of here this afternoon saying, Pastor K said, don't go to the doctor, don't do this. No, I am not saying that. Because I will go to anybody's doctor. You got to learn to use common sense. And know that your situation may be different from someone else's situation. Your faith walk may be different from someone else's faith walk. Because if you don't have faith, true faith in God, you better be careful how you take chances with your life. Because that's what you're doing. We find this morning that Christians that are walking by faith, that are trusting in the healing power of God, know that they can't believe everything that anybody say. There are times when you got to learn to follow up and you have to ask questions and you got to be knowledgeable about what it is that you are dealing with. It's been said that it's not what you know, but who you know. But then again, who you know might not be a good help to you if you really don't know what you're talking about. You see, the good thing in who you know is that they may know people in the right place. But you better know what it is that you are faced with for yourself. Now, the Bible says that it's important for us to have knowledge and understanding. King Solomon teaches us that in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Then he says, in all of thy getting, get an understanding. Then he tells us to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our very paths. So we have to come to know and depend on the power of God. Then let us remember, Paul says it like this, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel, is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. So, in other words, they heard about him, but they really hadn't witnessed God for themselves. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness which is of God. So now, when we look at this, we got to believe that God knows all things. And then we look here at the Israelites were rejected despite their having the covenant circumcision of God's elect people. They had become self-righteous, not willing to submit themselves to the righteousness of God. So Paul prayed on their behalf. You see, this is what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, brethren, my heart desire and my prayer to God. So in other words, it is my desire and I'm praying to God that you have more than a zeal of God, but you come into the knowledge of who God really is. That's why I'm here this morning. It's to help somebody, even though you already know that there's a God somewhere, I need you to know him for who he is to you. Because if you don't know him for yourself, there's a whole lot of things that are going to seemingly be out of your reach. But when you have faith in the power of God, you know that God has a way of making things come to pass. I thank God for Paul that prayed on their behalf, but we got to learn how to pray for ourselves. We got to know by faith that there's nothing too hard for the Lord, not even death. In our text this morning, we deal with a friend of Jesus, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Not the Lazarus that you talked about this morning in Sunday school. We're not dealing with him. But we're dealing with another Lazarus, Lazarus of Bethany. Now, the Bible says that this man named Lazarus of Bethany, who was the brother of Mary and Martha, was sick. But Jesus says that his sickness is not unto death, for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So what Jesus is saying is that I know that he's sick. I know that you think that he's going to die, but his sickness is not to death. His sickness is so that I can show you the power of God. So sometimes when we begin to ask questions, why is this one sick or why is that one sick? We got to sit back and learn from their experience so that we know what to do if it came our way. So the Bible says, Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Mary and Lazarus. And when he heard that he was sick, you wonder, Jesus being compassionate, being all loving, he done got the news that his friend is sick. But the Bible said he abode 2 days in the same place where he was. You know how sometimes when it's you want everybody to jump up and come running right quick. But when somebody called you for help or for something, you said, I'll get to it when it came. So now, think about it. If you sent for Jesus, you would think that as soon as he got the message, especially since he knew that it's a serious situation and there's sickness in the land. But Jesus stays there 2 more days. Then the Bible says, the disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? In other words, why are you even considering going back there when you know that they want to kill you anyway? These things said he afterward, that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. So now the disciples don't have the right idea. For they said, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoke of taking a rest in sleep. So, again, have a clear understanding and know what you are talking about. Then said Jesus unto them, plainly, Lazarus is dead. Stop thinking in your mind. Stop murmuring. Stop wondering what I'm talking about. The fact is that my friend Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad that I wasn't there, because if I had been there, he wouldn't have died, because there's no death around me. I am a healer. And if I had been in the midst, he wouldn't have died, because all I had to do was say a word. All I had to do was reach my hand out. All I had to do was just think the thought, and Lazarus could have got right up off of his sick bed and walked on out. But because I am Jesus, because you need to know where I'm coming from, I'm going to allow Lazarus to die. The Bible says, Jesus came and he found that he had been laying in the grave for 4 days. Bethany was quite a distance away. Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary, and they were comforting them concerning their brother. In other words, you know how it is when there's death in the family. You got some loved one that's always going to come by and let you know that you're not in it all by yourself. So they were there comforting Mary and Martha. But Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, the Bible says she went and met him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would not have died. But now, Martha wasn't trying to get on Jesus. Martha was just making a statement that, Lord, if you would have been here, it would have been the other way. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? That if you got God in the situation, that it can turn around to your good. But a lot of times, if the Lord is not there, you begin to wonder where he is. Sometimes you don't know where he is because the enemy got your vision cloud. The enemy got you thinking that you're not going to get things worked out in your faith. But you got to trust the power of a mighty God. Martha said that if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But then Martha said, but I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of God, God will give you what you ask of him. So I'm going to trust the power of a mighty God. I want to let you know this morning that if you want anything from God, you better know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's yours and it is possible. With men, some things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God can do anything that we need him to do. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, he shall never die. So even though your brother might be dead to you, I am the power of God. I can go out to the graveside and I can tell Lazarus to get up out the grave. You see, we got to be more like Martha. We got to know that we know that we know that the Lord can do anything that he wants to do. For the Bible lets us know that when Mary heard, and she came and said the same thing that Martha said. She said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I want to let you know that God said, I stayed back for a little while so that you can see the power of a mighty God. The Bible said they began to look around, that Jesus began to weep at the love of Zacchaeus. He looked and said, I love my friend, and I'm glad that I'm here right now. I'm going to show you the power of a mighty God. For the Bible said he went out to the graveside, and he said, Lazarus, get up. And Lazarus got right up out the grave. You see, all God has to do is speak a word. All you got to do is know that if you know that God is on your side, that ain't nothing hinder you. Can't nobody stop you. If you got the Lord on your side, if you believe in the power of God, if you believe that God is a healer, if you believe that he's a doctor, if you believe that he's a mind regulator, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. But you got to know that you know. You can't have a zeal of God. You can't have an ideal about God. But you got to know God down on the inside. You got to walk with him day by day. Somebody said, I walk by faith and not by sight. I can't see what the Lord is going to do, but I know that God is going to do it. I know that it was the Lord our God that brought us a mighty long way. I want to let you know that if we serve a God that can go to the graveside and call the name of a man out and a man get up out the grave, what can he do with your situation? Whatever problem you got this morning, turn it over to Jesus and he'll work it out. Turn it over to the Lord and he'll make everything all right. If you got a problem in your life, all you got to do is call on Jesus. I believe this morning that even though he was a long ways away, Jesus has a way of getting where he needs to be. All you have to know this morning is that he is here right now. He is at your house right now. He is everywhere you need him to be right now. And all you got to do is trust the power of God. I know that I know that the Lord is on my side is all in what you know. See, I can't walk by faith on somebody else's apron, but I gotta walk my own walk. I gotta talk my own talk. I gotta believe for myself that God is who he said that he is. God can do what he said that he can do. I'm a witness this morning. There can't nobody do you like Jesus. It's all in what you know. Don't worry about what they say, because they may not know him like you know him. If you know that, when the hymn writer say, he may not come when you want him, but he's on time, your neighbor might not believe that. But if you know it and you believe it, then they may look at you funny when they know you're going through. And it seemingly you ought to have a look on your face like you're going through. But when they see you got a smile, it seems like everything is going all right. Anybody know how to make the devil out of a lie? When he thinks that he got his foot on you, you got to get up and say, I'm going to stand with everything that I got. Knock me down if you will, but I'm going to get back up and I'm going to stand because of the power of a mighty God. You got to know God for yourself. You see, Martha realized that, Jesus, you weren't here when I needed you, but I know that anything you ask of God, even now. You see, that's what Martha was saying. I know he did, but I know something else. I know that anything you ask of God, God will give it to thee. So now, that same Jesus, he stands in the gap for us as the intercessor, as our avenue to talk to the Father. So now, if we got to go through Jesus, then we ought to know that it's going to come out all right. If you got to go through man, it's a question. It could go either way. But when you go through God, you know that it's going to work out for your good. Somebody has been struggling with your faith walk. The enemy keeps on reminding you of your yesterdays. But it's time to step on the enemy's head. It's time to tell him that you're nothing but a lie. You're a deceiver. You're a robber. And you're out to steal my joy. But how many of you believe that you can hold on to what you got? Yes, sir. And all you got to do is call on a higher power. Say, Lord, I'm getting a little weak, but Lord, before I fall, lift me back up. For he will renew your strength in the Lord this morning. Young men shall faint and utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.